Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, maybe cause to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I
feel it in the air.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just hold on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
You wait.
I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name because I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name
because I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name. 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your
name. Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I yeah, no, that's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak. In the palm of your hand,
right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
I need you right now, Lord. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and you're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. And a little bit later on, we'll have a chance to hear the wondrous word, the inspiring, uplifting word from our beloved evangelist, Patricia Veneman. But as you know, at this time in the program, because the history of this Gospel Miracle Healing Hour is one which involved healing, over-the-air healing, over-the-internet healing. People called in, and perhaps they'll begin to do it, if not today, sometime in the future. People would call in, and we would have the opportunity to share with them whatever challenges they were facing. So we continue that tradition, even though we're pre-recording this program, and still will be open to individuals calling in while the program is going on and while the music is playing. We perhaps can offer or will offer a prayer up for you. And certainly if the evangelist happens not to be available, then I will step into the breach. And I'm stepping into the breach now, dear friends. We just heard the song, Calling Your Name. Lord, we need you right now. Heavenly Father, We stand, kneel, and lie prostrate before you, asking in this moment that you open the windows of heaven and pour out from the windows of heaven blessing, healing, and your mercy. Just like the man who was at the temple gate when the apostle walked by and he said, "Oh, please give me alms." And just as Peter said to him, "Neither gold nor silver have I for you, but rise and walk." And in this moment, Lord, we ask that the healing, that the prosperity, that the upliftment, that the salvation, which is promised to those who are the true believers, we ask that that now be bestowed upon all those within the sound of our voices and all those who are even thinking about the pro, who are thinking, "Oh, I would just love to hear the evangelist today. I would just love to listen perhaps to that music, but something else is calling me." Lord, just let them put their attention on this program, put their attention on Jesus, put their attention on you, God, and let the blessings flow. Lord, we ask that they be bathed in your Holy Spirit, that they be bathed and filled with the Holy Ghost. We ask that the anointing which you have bestowed on this and in this program, we ask that this anointing now be activated and fully immerse and drench itself upon all our listeners. Lord, we ask that any efforts by the enemy, whether they're friends or neighbors, however they come, that those efforts, Lord, be completely canceled. Completely canceled. That divine holy light, that the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Ghost, Lord, completely erase and eradicate any and all efforts being made by the enemy to prevent us from entering your kingdom. Lord, we ask that if there are any negative beings, entities, devils or demons, which also likewise are interfering with our entry, our journey to the kingdom, Lord, we ask now in this moment that they be completely evaporated, vaporized, that the Holy Ghost completely absorb them, transform them, help them to understand that they, like all of us, must come to accept Jesus as their Savior, must come to understand that salvation can only be, true salvation can only be provided with the mercy and blessings of Jesus Christ. And finally, Lord, we ask that any and all intergenerational curses, things of the past, things that our relatives, our ancestors may have done, that if they are now interfering with us, Lord, if they're buried in our consciousness, if they're buried in our DNA, Lord, we ask that all of that be completely canceled, neutralized, and be replaced with your divine holy light. In this moment, Lord, we now ask that all who are listening to our voice just pause for a moment and notice the flow of your holy and divine energy, your holy and divine light. Just notice how it is cleansing and purifying and making us whiter than snow, purged of all darkness, evilness, anger, raw emotions. Lord, we accept and ask in this moment that you understand and we treasure that you've allowed your Son to forgive our sins. And Lord, likewise, we forgive all those who have trespassed against us. Lord, having done all this, we now ask that the gates of heaven now swing open and that you allow us to experience and enter your divine presence, knowing that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and it is in within. Lord, lift us up. Hold us. Hold us in your hands. Lord, we say, have mercy on us, Lord. You are worthy. We're not worthy, but yet we accept the grace, the kindness, and the goodness that you give us. We are so filled, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. We know in this moment, Lord, your blessings are just raining down upon us, Lord. Yes, they're raining down on us, and we're filled, Lord. We're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Some of everybody who is somebody has been here.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. We're going to move on. At this time, we're going to call Dr. Joyce Taylor. And Evangelist Gloria White.
Working miracles, God is God.
And now we're going to hear Every Praise of Hezekiah Walker, after which Evangelist Benjamin will come on without introduction and with presentation right now with no interruption. So Every Praise with Hezekiah Walker.
Our God. Amen, amen, amen. Every praise is to our God. Did he wake you up this morning? Did he start you on your way? Are you clothed in your right mind? Did he protect you as you slumbered and slept? Are your children safe? Is your family doing well? Is your neighbors all right? Did your house catch a fire? Was your car repossessed? Or you yet have it sitting in front of your door? Every praise is to our God. With every purpose, with one accord, every praise belongs to the Lord. Every praise is to our God. I'm sure that you could take a moment and just reflect on how far God has brought you. I'm sure that you can reflect on a moment that there was a time that you may have had a toothache and God allowed you to hold on until you could get to the dentist to get that taken care of. Every praise belongs to God. Hezekiah put it so nicely. Every praise is to our God. We have to give God praise. This is the time that in the month on the calendar, this is the calendar time where Jesus was making preparations to die. How many of us are making preparations to die? How many of us are saying, it's time for me to die? Yes, die to sin and arise to victory. To die to sin and arise in victory in Jesus Christ, the living God, the living Savior. He was making preparations just for you. No, he had not gone to the cross yet. There was a preparation process. He had to talk with the disciples and prepare them and get them ready to receive him leaving them. Could you imagine having someone like Jesus that you could sit down to the table with in the flesh and break bread with him? And the thought of him preparing to leave you. He had to prepare the disciples for his departure. So he broke bread with them. Ah, this is a time that we should be focusing on. Every praise belongs to Jesus. Not my own, for I am brought with a price, and the price was Jesus Christ going to the cross to shed his blood for you and for me. Every praise, I know I've spoken with some people already that's got their minds on the Easter basket. But every praise belongs to God. God is not upset. Jesus won't be upset if you purchase an Easter basket. Most Easter baskets consist of good things. But in your purchasing the basket or the bunny, the beautiful, delicious tasting chocolate Easter bunny or the Cadbury egg or the Reese's peanut butter cup eggs. But in so purchasing those items, remember that you are and have been purchased by God. For the songwriter said, there of salvation, because I've been purchased by God. For I'm born of the Spirit, and I am now washed it is, but this is my story, and this is my song, for I'm praising my Savior. Oh, the day I am under submissive anointing right now, and I just am not excited about being excited for you to be excited, but we ought to get excited when we think of the goodness of Jesus. He suffered, bled, and died to buy my pardon, to buy your pardon. Yes, don't forget him. When you give your child or your grandchild or your neighbor's child the basket, but explain about the reason why you're giving, because Jesus gave his life. God gave his son, and his son gave his life. And because Jesus gave his life, there is an Easter for us to celebrate. Ah, my God in heaven. I'm excited on the inside, but I want to put you in a reality check here. Every praise is to our God. It's not about you. And yet, he loved you enough to let it be about you, when it's really not about you at all. It's about Jesus. For the Bible says, no greater love have no man that he would lay down his life for his friends. Who do you know as much as you women say you love your child and would do anything for your child? But would you lay down your life for your child? Would you carry a cross, a rugged one, for your son, for your daughter? But Jesus, because he loved us, he carried the cross for you and for me. That's why Hezekiah said, every praise is to our God. I feel Jesus in my soul. Every praise belongs to God. Why don't you give God some praise? Why don't you give God some glory? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His son name is Jesus. And Jesus gave his life so that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to try to read the word of God, but right now I'm focusing on every praise is to our God. David said, I'll bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be in my mouth. Oh, Lord, I will bless the Lord. But are we really blessing the Lord? Or are we blessing everyone and everything but God? Are we giving man credit for what God has done? But I don't care how good your pastor preaches. I don't care how good the deacon may pray. I don't care how good I may sound when I sing you a song. But I did not lay down my life for you. Jesus laid down his life for you. Your husband may love you a lot, but he ain't willing to lay down his life for you. Your mama will go back and front and head to head and toe to toe and side to side. But will she lay down her life? Or she'll get out there and fight with somebody that is to say something to her child that she don't like. But when it comes to really dying for the child, she'll say, take a jaw, Lord, and leave me. Oh, bless bless his name. I want you to know tonight, every praise is to our God, and every word with one accord, every praise is to our God. Can you clap your hand and tell the Lord thank you? Can you give God the praise? Can you give God the praise? Somebody say, praise is what I do when I'm going through. I lift my hand in praise. But I want you to know tonight that you got to give God every praise. You got to praise him for your job. Praise him for your hope. Praise him for everything. Every praise is to our God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I want to get to my scripture. And I want to go in the Bible, and I want to read a little something to you. Oh, bless his name. But remember, the theme should be every praise is to our God. For what he has done, you can't beat God-given no matter how you try. You can't beat God-given. I don't care how you try to beat him. Your arms are too short. You can't beat God-given. God gave the best he had, and that was his son. And then his son gave the best he had. He gave himself. Oh, my God, it's something to think about. This is Lent, and he's preparing, he's preparing, he's preparing, he's preparing, he's preparing to go to the cross. That's something to think about. Some of you can get bad news from the doctor, and you get excited, and you holler out, Lord, I don't want to die. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He didn't want to die, but Jesus was making preparations to die when he was innocent. He took on our cross just for us. He took on our cross. He was bruised just for us. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and his stripes, every stripe he took on his back was for our healing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Every praise is to our God. And if you give praise to any other than God, you are a thief. And you are a robber. You're a liar. And the truth ain't in you. The Bible says there's only one name given unto man. Only one name. I don't care what you do with them other names. But the Bible I read, if you're going to get to heaven, you better read the Bible. That is right. The Bible says there's only one name given unto men whereby we can be or shall be saved. And that is the name Jesus. I wish I had my sister-in-law sitting beside me tonight, because I don't speak Spanish, but I would have my sister-in-law to say Jesus in Spanish. I wish I was sitting next to Sylvia tonight. Sylvia spoke French. I would have her to call his name Jesus in the French language. I wish I was sitting by dear John. I'd have John to say his name in Italian. Oh, bless his name. Should I get on with the different nationalities of the people? But his name is Jesus. Lily of the Valley. Jesus. Bright and morning star. Jesus. He's my rose of Sharon. Jesus. He's a light in darkness. Jesus. Jeremiah said he's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Jesus. Somebody said he's Lord. Oh, Lord. The Bible said he's King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody cried out and said, Abba, Father. Oh, my God in heaven. Every praise is to our God. As I sit and I look out the window and I see that the hour is growing dark. The stars will soon be shining in the sky. Oh, bless his name. Every praise is to our God. I'm looking out and it's getting dark now. Every praise is to our God. I just want to praise him for all that he's done for me. Every praise is to our God. Before we close this service tonight, I want you to listen again to Hezekiah before we close. And I want you to listen to the words, every praise is to our God. Jesus went down to Calvary just for you, so that you would have the right to the tree of life. You don't have to kill. See, in the olden days, back in the old time, in the Old Testament, before Jesus was born and after Jesus was born, and then Jesus died, the songwriter said, you don't have to kill the lamb anymore. You don't have to sprinkle the blood over the door. Someone has taken the place of the lamb. Oh, he is the great I am. You see, they had to kill an animal, one without spot and blemish, and take the blood and offer the blood for sacrifice. You know the story in Exodus. When death came through the city, God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. But you see, the greatest lamb there was, his name was Jesus. I'm talking about Mary's baby. I know the nursery rhyme said Mary had a little lamb. But let me just tell you what the lamb name was. Mary had a little lamb, and his name was Jesus. And everywhere Jesus went, the Holy Ghost went with him. Everywhere Jesus went, the Holy Ghost was with him. And he said, after I leave here, I'm going to leave you not comfortless, but I'm going to send back the Holy Ghost, and it will guide you. It will lead you step by step, day by day. Jesus was a lamb that was slain, and he never said a word. Oh, Lord, you don't have to kill the lamb anymore. No, 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 no. You don't have to sprinkle the blood over the door. It's in my heart now. Someone has taken the place of the lamb. Oh, he is the great I am. Oh, you don't have to kill the lambs anymore. You don't have to sprinkle blood on the door. Someone has taken the place of the Lord. Oh, he is the great I am. He is. He is. Jesus is. Jesus is. Jesus is. Jesus is. Hallelujah. Give me just a second. I want to turn to my scripture. And when I'm done with that, I'm going to turn this back over to the doctor. Oh, bless
amen.
His name. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? I want to get to my gospel here. Somebody come on and go with me to the book of Hebrews. And I believe I'm going to Hebrews. I'm turning some pages here. I'm going to Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Anybody got a Bible other than me? Turn to Hebrews, the 9th chapter. And let's read the gospel. Ah, you don't have to kill the lamb anymore. You don't have to sprinkle blood over your door. Someone is taking the place of the lamb. Oh, he is the great I am. I like that. You don't have to kill the lamb anymore. No, you don't have to do that. Jesus was a sacrifice for you. He sacrificed his life for your liberty. Because Jesus died and he rose again, you have a right. If you live right, you have a right. If you live right. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to Hebrews. Thank you, sweet Jesus. The 9th chapter, did I say? And the 14th verse. How much more shall the blood... Let's do this like this. Dr. Scott, do you have your Bible? Oh, bless his name. Okay, then let's read Hebrew chapter 9. Let's go to verse 11. Because I want somebody not to be confused here. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle and made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Did you get that? That is Hebrew, the 9th chapter, starting at the 11th verse. And verse 12 said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. If you don't love Jesus by now, you will never, ever love him. Just knowing that he did this just for you should be enough for you to denounce the devil and love Jesus for what he's done. The devil has never sacrificed anything for you. But Jesus loved you that much that the calves couldn't do it, the goats couldn't do it, the pure lambs couldn't do it, but Jesus, the Son of God, did it just for you. Should I read that again? Because I'm getting excited now, you see. Okay. I've been excited all the time, but my voice is getting a little louder. Let's read that again. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. You need to underline that. He did it for you. 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctify it to the purifying of the flesh. How? Somebody say how. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purged your conscience from dead work to serve the living God. I am excited to know that the goat couldn't do it. The calves couldn't do it. The bulls and all the rest of them couldn't do it like Jesus did it. Jesus gave his own blood. Ah, the blood of Jesus. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, no. Never, never, never lose its power. The songwriter said it reaches to the highest mountain, and then it flows to the lowest valley. The blood of Jesus that gives us strength from day to day. It will never, no. Never lose its powers. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. Every praise is to our God. For what Adam couldn't do, Jesus did it. Bless his name. Moses, Jesus did it. Woo! I love the Lord. Because he loved me. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. He purchased my salvation on Calvary. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. He purchased my salvation on Calvary. Remember, amen. You'll find it in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. But he did it just for you. Oh, bless his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we say amen. And thank amen. You, Jesus, for your blood, because your blood prevails. Just like it did in the olden days, no matter what the people say. I know the blood prevails. Now let Hezekiah tell us every praise. After hearing this word, you should be singing with him. Every praise. Every praise is to our God.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. I want to thank you for listening and hope that you will be with us at our very next program, which will be next Thursday, same time, same station.